War of words against one of Israel's main enemies. Turkey's prime minister uses a harsh rhetoric against the Syrian president, calling Bashar al-Assad, quote, a mute devil.
We will not remain silent on those committing crimes against their people. We will not remain silent on the brutal dictator in Syria.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan was speaking at a government communications forum in the United Arab Emirates. Erdogan urged world leaders to denounce what he called attacks on civilians by the Syrian government. The comments came just hours before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to begin his official trip overseas. Now, Kerry is expected to talk with NATO allies, including Turkey, on Syria. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has visited an airbase in Turkey near the border with Syria. The airbase houses 300 German soldiers deployed there along with U.S. Patriot missile batteries. The missiles were sent to Turkey earlier this year after Ankara, itself a NATO member, asked the Western-backed military alliance for the systems. Merkel's visit is expected to last 2 days and comes only a day after Germany said the missiles are a clear warning to Damascus. The West, along with Turkey, Qatar and Saudi Arabia, has been supporting foreign-backed militants in Syria. Meanwhile, in Syria, an Al-Qaeda-linked armed opposition group claims responsibility for an attack earlier this month, which killed at least 60 civilians. The Al-Nusra Front has said in a statement posted on the internet that it had carried out the February 6th attack in the town of Tal Baraq in the central province of Hama. In that attack, one of the insurgents drove an explosive-laden bus toward workers outside the factory. Al-Nusra Front is among several foreign-backed militant groups fighting the Syrian government, but only this group has been listed as a terrorist organization by the United States. Al-Nusra, along with several other groups, has been involved in the majority of attacks in Syria, which has led to the death of thousands of civilians and government forces. The United Nations says the prolonged crisis has left some 70,000 people dead in almost 2 years. Joining us now via Skype from Ohio is Gordon Duff. He's the senior editor of Veterans Today. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Duff. Now, it is quite clear that the war of words has been stepped up to another level against Syria, as well as when we see the West putting as much support as it can towards these foreign-backed insurgents. Where do you think this is going? Because many say this isn't just about Syria anymore. It's a bigger plan for a greater Middle East. Do you agree?
I agree entirely. Erdogan has never had any credibility. He's been in the hip pocket, he and his military, working with Israel, working with the United States, working under the boot of Israel for many years. The statements he's made about President Assad, he has made while in the United Arab Emirates. He's utterly ignoring the activities, the brutal crimes occurring in Bahrain. What he has exposed, he's very clearly exposed the axis between Tel Aviv, Ankara, the Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and how they're acting in concert, how they've really been acting in concert for a very long time.
So what is the end game over here, Mr. Duff, with these alliances that are being formed that were largely unexpected by many? What does the West hope to achieve in the Middle East?
The long game for the West is to be able to temporarily stabilize the Middle East, to maintain control of the oil pipelines, to make sure they bleed every bit of cash they can out of the Caspian Basin while they move counter-terrorist activities as a guise for the war in Mali, for instance, which is going to be expanding into Niger, down into Nigeria. It'll be heading into Kenya. And that's going to be part of a broader plan to gain control of all of Africa's resources. This is the long game, and the U.S. knows that there's no way it can win in Afghanistan. It knows that it can't control Iraq. Syria is an easy target for Balkanization. The Arab nations and Israel are showing that they've long been banded together. This isn't new. This has been going on for a long time. This is the issue that the Egyptian people had with Mubarak, that he'd become an Israeli puppet. Erdogan has long been the same. It's time people began realistically looking at the political alignments here and what they've always been.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Senior editor of Veterans Today, Gordon Duff, they're joining us via Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, as always, it's a pleasure having you here with us on Press TV.